Good morning. This is Q95's morning news for today, Friday, July 21st. I am Lakeisha Labasea. In the headlines, UWP Senator committed to Dominica and is ready for any opportunity to serve as a parliamentarian. Cable and wireless communication moves to cut staff in TNT. And North Korea tourism, U.S. to ban Americans from visiting. The news is brought to you, compliments Rudolph Thomas Enterprise. Details coming up.
Rudolph Thomas Enterprise in Portsmouth, your suppliers of building materials and hardware products. Over 20 years experience in the business. Rudolph Thomas has lumber and plywood, Portland and tile cement, steel rods, galvanized and fence pipe. And Rudolph Thomas can meet all your wire needs. Galvanized roofing sheets, doors, windows, toilet sets, face basins and bidets. PVC piping, fittings and lattice. Check out Rudolph Thomas for ceramic and vinyl floor and wall tiles, nails, nuts and bolts, paint and painting supplies. And check out their line of electrical and hand tools. And Rudolph Thomas is your one-stop shop for hard-to-find items like fiberglass mat and fiberglass resin and welding rods. Go now to Rudolph Thomas on 1240 Bay Street in Portsmouth.
UWP Senator Dr. Thompson Fountain says while he has been given the opportunity to work on a world stage and contribute to the development of another country, he still remains committed to Dominica. Dr. Fountain was awarded the position of Senior Economic and Financial Policy Advisor to the government of South Sudan in April this year. Speaking on Q95's Talk on the Block Thursday, he says, when the Dominican public is ready for him to contribute, he is ready to serve. His comments come following concerns over the health condition of the current parliamentary representative. Granville MP Ivor Stevenson was recently airlifted to Martinique to obtain medical treatment. It is said that he's doing much better.
I'm committed to Dominica. I have an opportunity to work on the world stage and to contribute to another country, which I am doing. When the Dominican public are ready for me to contribute to Dominica, I will do so. You know, we have a budget coming up, and I will be contributing to the budget, probably not being physically present. I will not be in Parliament to contribute, but my contribution will be heard. It will be. I will certainly be contributing. We have been meeting with the opposition, United Workers Party, Team Dominica. We've been meeting to fine-tune our contributions to the budget, so that will find its way in there. So, in a way, I'm not concerned. When I checked last, elections were due in 2019. Mm-hmm. So I'm guessing that is still when elections will be held in Dominica. But I'm certainly looking forward to the opportunity to represent the people of Granville Monjon Rivière-Sirik in Parliament someday. As you know, I was cheated out of that opportunity the last time. Looking to do it again next time. But in the meantime, you know, life goes on, and there's a lot of work to be done in South Sudan, and I'm happy that I'm able to.
This is.
Partisan politics should not be practiced in any society, regardless of a person's position or affiliation with a political party. This is the view of General Secretary of the Dominica Freedom Party, Johnson Boston. Boston says the conflict and victimization caused by ignorant affiliation with a political party is stupid and inhumane. He called on persons to maintain a strong sense of understanding, maturity, statesmanship, and unity towards each other to ensure that Dominica's future is secure.
This is almost like a seasonal thing, but friendship is a lifetime thing. So if you're a friend of a person, irrespective of what party they support, this is your friend. Or they may have like a political exchange now and then, but it should not go beyond just discussion, you know, and being able to understand what your side is about and what my side is about and so forth.
DLP attorney Anthony Astafan says the UWP has not provided any sound or constructive policies for Dominica. He says instead the party built a culture of hatred and anger, which has incited violence and demonized every social program presented by government. Estefan says the UWP claims to want the removal of corruption in the CBI program, but he believes they would simply hand over the CBI program to global citizenship and residence advisory firm Henley and Partners.
This is not a party that has mobilized anybody on the basis of any sound, constructive policy for the betterment of the working class people. That's not in their mindset, because Linton has referred to them as greedy. He has referred to them as prostitutes. He has demonized and demeaned working class people for years. They must stand in the hot sun and earn their bread. None of these social programs will continue if he's prime minister. So they're not mobilizing people on the basis of warmth, of love, of respect, of development, of doing things for people in need. Because every social program has been demonized. They have done it on the basis like Adolf Hitler and Saddam Hussein and the Ayatollahs and the jihadists are doing it, and ISIS. They come up with this theme and this culture and this religion of hate and hostility and anger. That's how they've done it. What is shocking is that being their methodology over the last 5 to 8 years or more, they've been able to get people to come out. Nothing constructive. If you intend to continue to use the CBI, what would you do differently? Oh, remove corruption. No, what they will do differently is give it and hand it to Henley and Partners. That's what they will do.
However, the UWP claims they have provided sound policies to build a country. However, a lack of access to state radio has limited the party's ability to reach the listening public.
The problem, it goes back to access to the media, because this radio station, Q95, has very limited transmission. But when you wake up in the morning, minister said it, the prime minister said it's on the other radio stations. They would not give the only time you hear something said by the opposition, United Workers Party, on these radio stations, is if something negative, or as soon as if it's the political leader or one of us says it, they find the minister responsible to respond and rebut.
DFP leader Michael Estefan takes issue with statements made by Health Minister Dr. Kenneth Daru regarding Pitit Savan residents who have chosen to remain in the community after the area was deemed unsafe for residents. At a recent meeting in Bagatelle, Daru said he stands firm by the decision to relocate Pitit Savan residents and remarked that he would not participate in another rescue mission such as the one following T.S. Erica in 2015.
The easiest thing we could have done was to tell them to go back to Pitit Savan. Okay, but this would be the very people who would be saying that we don't care, we leave them to die in Pitit Savan. Because these are the very same ones who, after Erica, they were putting pressure on me, where your government, to take us out of there. Okay, just so you know. Okay, so I stand resolute in solidarity with the government's decision to ask people to relocate. Who want to stay up there and take their chances, all power to them. Okay, just to know that yours truly will not be a part of any rescue mission like what happened after Tropical Storm Erica.
Estefan took issue with the remark, saying Daru does not understand his role in government. He regards the statements as vindictive and discriminatory against these residents.
They don't understand their role. Just imagine the parliamentary representative of the Pitit Savan constituencies is saying people who reside in the community of Pitit Savan, if some landslide were to cover them or something, they're not going to help them. Who is he to say that? He doesn't understand his role. These people are paying taxes. They buy goods. The buses go up there and sell goods to them. Or they come to the roads and buy the goods, they pay taxes. You cannot decide to discriminate against your constituency members. So that tells you the type of vindictiveness that exists.
The construction of a sea defense wall in the community of Dubla is expected to commence this year. This was announced by Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit at a meeting with the Dubla Fishing Group this week. Mr. Skerrit also announced that estimates will be sought for the construction of a jetty for the community.
The government intends on building a major sea defense wall in Dubla. And I have said to the power rep that I want this wall to commence this year because we have a challenge here in Dubla with the sea surge. And I have come to accept, notwithstanding my urging, I have come to accept that there are many of us here in Dubla will not want to leave Dubla to go on any mountain top to live or away from the sea. But we will be constructing this sea defense. What we need to do for the jetty, we need to get an estimate for the jetty. So let us get the engineers to come in. There'll be some studies that'll be done. So we can get that jetty. Because really, truly, it's you have yes, minute, but you see, George is a big man there. You see? Okay. So we'll have to put it with the review this and put it with the when you're constructing the sea defense wall, so we can put this jetty right away and have a complete job. And so.
UWP Senator Dr. Thompson Fountain is expressing concerns over the upcoming budget, stating that it does not cater to providing employment for citizens. He says while the party does support the social programs provided by government, the lack of employment goes unaddressed in the upcoming budget. Fountain went on to say while cutting grass is noble, he would like to see better jobs created for Dominicans.
The legacy of this government will be the one through the NEP that actually created jobs for people to cut grass on the road. Now, this to me is not to bring down this job. All jobs are worthwhile. But in terms of creating jobs, you would have liked to see jobs, better jobs being created. And I was listening to a number of individuals who were giving their impressions about the budget. And the thing that kept coming up over and over again is we need jobs. You know, we need to work, you know. And that, I think, is one of the biggest concerns that I have, that this is not addressed at all in the budget. I mean, it's okay to give give support to the elderly. It's okay to give support to the disadvantaged in society. That's fine, but you need to create jobs for your people.
25 high school students are currently engaged in a two-week disaster risk management summer day camp at the Office of Disaster Management. The camp, held annually, started on Monday, July 17th, and will run through to July 18th. According to a release, program officer at the Office of Disaster Management, Donaldson Frederick, is coordinating the camp's activities on behalf of the disaster office and is being assisted by a team of young leaders, most of whom are graduates of the CERT training. Instructors for the camp came from the Fire and Ambulance Services, Dominica Police Force, Ministries of Social Services, Health, Legal Affairs, Agriculture and Disaster Management. The topics being covered are introduction to comprehensive disaster management, basic water safety, fire safety and basic firefighting, basic emergency communications, introduction to map work, basic first aid, and introduction to careers in disaster management and related fields. In more news, cable and wireless communications in Trinidad and Tobago is downsizing its operations. The company yesterday offered an undisclosed number of workers voluntary separation packages a month after executives reportedly informed workers of possible layoffs. In a statement, the company that operates Flo and Cable and Wireless Business explained that the offer was part of a program aimed at streamlining its operations and ensuring business viability in the medium to long term. Managing Director of Flo Trinidad, Ian Serrar, told Trinidad Guardian that in recent months, the company had made a deliberate attempt to rein in its operational costs in an effort to save jobs. However, it apparently fell short of its objectives, with him saying the company had to make the difficult decision of reducing headcount. He stressed that workers who opted to take the package would not be disadvantaged and would be treated fairly and respectfully. He added that the company would put all in place to support the employees who opt to transition out of the business. And the U.S. is to ban its citizens from traveling to North Korea, according to two agencies that operate tours there. Koryo Tours and Young Pioneer Tours said the ban would be announced on July 27th to come into effect 30 days later. The U.S. has not confirmed the news. Young Pioneer Tours was the agency that took U.S. student Otto Wambia to North Korea. He was later arrested and sentenced to 15 years in prison, but was returned to the U.S. in a coma in June. He died a week later. The China-based company later announced it would no longer take visitors from the U.S. to the country. And that's the morning news, but first a recap of the headlines. UWP senator committed to Dominica and ready for any opportunity to serve as a parliamentarian. Cable and wireless communication moves to cut staff in TNT. And North Korea tourism, US to ban Americans from visiting. The news was brought to you through the kind compliments of Rudolph Thomas Enterprise. On behalf of the Q95 News team, I am Lakisha Labasir.